It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Wagwan. Hey! Good day. And how are you? How are you doing? Yeah? I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing well. I hope that life is treating you as it should. Okay, I have a friend that always tells me you can't get what you don't put in. You can't get out what you don't put in. So if you want goodness, that means you gotta do good. And if you want life to work out for you, you gotta do your part. You can't get good kids if you do not work at it to get good kids. If you can't get that body you want if you do not put the work in. This is life. You gotta put in. You gotta do the work. In order to get what it is that you want, you absolutely have to do the work. So, what we got going on today? What's on the menu today? What y'all feel like talking about? Sometimes we need to be reminded. Sometimes I have to remind myself of simple things that make life just a little bit more tolerable, shall we say? Because life is real. It can be really difficult sometimes. So, I like to remind myself of a few different things. And, it's crazy because I think Khloe Kardashian posted something like, you know, some kind of way of living life. And one of them was like to give clothes or charity. You can't give advice if you're not gonna take it either. So I thought that was interesting. So when I get there, we'll elaborate. But these were like simple formulas for living, you know. The first thing is to live beneath your means. I like that one a lot. Like, try not to overdo it. Not to, you know, go borrow money so you could go buy a pair of boots. Like, that's not living beneath your means. Like, how about you just can't afford those boots, so we don't buy those boots and we could just leave them there? Because when you have to go and borrow money or go rob or steal just to be able to have this thing, it's like to have this lifestyle that you want to portray to the world. To have a particular look, you got Gucci shoes on, a Fendi bag, a Prada this, a Balenciaga. Listen, I don't even know what's hot anymore. But living beneath your means has got to be like number one. I did a show a few months back, which was just a reminder, you know, like looking at Bill Gates' favorite sayings. I think I redid that, which was just like, we're all gonna get to the same place. It doesn't matter if you're driving a Lexus or a Bentley or a Toyota, or if you're taking the bus, or if you're walking, you're gonna get there. We all tell time the same way. It doesn't matter how expensive the watch is. But yeah, live within your means. Return everything that you borrow, especially while you're alive. Your word is such an important thing. Your word is such an important asset to have, I should say. You know, your word is bond. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Like, that's real. If you borrow from people, make it your business to pay back. And even if you don't have it, let someone know that, yo, I borrowed money from this person, so that if something happens to you, you make sure that that person is made whole again. That person has been repaid. Your debt has been repaid. It's important to make that person whole. They did you a favor. They looked out for you when you needed looking out for. So make sure that you give that back. Stop blaming others. Take an accountability. Take an accountability. That was the last show, Triggers. Like, take accountability for what you do. You make a mistake, say, okay, I made a mistake. You do something wrong, you say you're sorry. Don't go around blaming everybody for why life didn't work out for you. Don't blame everybody for the decisions that you've made, the choices that you've chosen. Don't blame anybody for that. Admit it when you make a mistake. Admit it when you make a mistake. You know, it's freeing too. Constantly, like, making excuses. I meant to do this, but, you know, I meant to go down and make a left turn. I don't know how I made a right. It's like, but you made a left turn. Come on, people. Why does it hurt so bad? Who gives a damn? Say you sorry, you know, and let's move on. Stop playing. You know, stop playing. Do something nice and try not to get caught. I like that. Do something nice and try not to get caught. Like, for real. Because you want to do something nice, and you don't necessarily have to announce it to the whole world when you're doing something nice, you know? This one here hits me close to home. Listen more and talk less. Like, I love to talk. That's why I got this podcast. I do. I love to talk. I love the sound of my voice. I love it, the way my body feels when I lean in to say something to y'all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do. And I like to listen too. I really do. But it's definitely something that I've had to work on. And I've had to practice for years to become better at it. Listening is an art. You have two ears, so you're supposed to listen twice as much as the one mouth that you have. But I tend to just talk. I'm a talker. It's crazy, because when I meet another talker, I'm like, hey, you're a talker. Yes. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk about it. Yeah, I like to talk. But another talker manages to keep me quiet. I know when there's another talker in the room, I kind of fall back and give somebody else the platform. But when there isn't another talker in the room and I know I could talk, man, I'm finna talk. So, talking and walking every day, take at least a 30-minute walk. That's another one. You must walk at least 30 minutes every day, because everything's got to move. You got to keep the system going. You got to take care of this one body. It's the only one we got. And once it's gone, it's gone. Once you chip a tooth, we ain't going to grow another one. They can fix it, try to, but it's never going to be the same. You're never going to just grow another. You mush up your arm, your hand, you're not getting another one. Like, it ain't going to grow back. So take care of this body. Strive for excellence, not perfection, because none of us are perfect. Who wants to be perfect anyway? When you're perfect, everyone just loves to put you on that pedestal so they can just tear your little behind back down. Remind you, you human, flesh and bone. Blood runs through you, you can hurt. So strive for excellence. Strive to be the best version of yourself and work to excel at whatever it is that you want to do. I keep practicing this show so I can excel at it. My goal is to be better every day, be better at every show. Not perfect, because it's not going to happen. But I'm cool with excellence. Be on time and don't make any excuses. This one I love, because being on time really shows that you respect the person that you're supposed to be meeting. It shows that you respect wherever it is that you're supposed to be going, or it just shows respect for me. And I think it's really important. I genuinely just have a problem with being late, because you can't foresee life and things are going to happen. So yes, if it happens, you know, you can explain it. But if it's your habit of just being late, and I know some people like that, they're just never on time. It's just such a disrespect. You know? And don't make excuses. Like, own it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm late because I'm always late. Like, just don't make excuses. Don't argue. Get organized. I like those two. Because what's there to argue about? What's there to fuss and fight about? Like, what are you arguing about? It's like the last show I did, Triggers. The young lady's like, you want to fight? No, me not want for fight. What are we arguing about? All these people were in the store. What were they arguing about? Why? Stop arguing. Stop looking for a fight with somebody. I saw a clip of a guy, two people arguing in a train station in New York. And of course, it ends horrific. The big guy gets pushed. He slips and he falls on the train track, and the train comes. So yeah, what do you think happened? You know, just horrificness. Like, what's there to argue about? Get organized. Organization, I told y'all a few shows back too, just simplifying my life. And just, I did a whole 3-part series about simplifying, because getting organized, simplifying, it's really nice. You know, this one's crazy, but be kind to unkind people. Let me say that again. Be kind to unkind people, because they may have never had anybody be kind to them, so they don't know how to be kind. They're unkind for a reason. So you come in and being unkind doesn't really help any. It's just, try to be kind to unkind people. Maybe it'll show them a little bit of light and encourage them to be kinder. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta let somebody cut ahead of you in line. I like this one, especially for driving. You know, somebody puts on the signal, they want to come in. Let them in. Why we gotta be fighting all the time? And not wanting to let somebody in. Well, how much faster you think you're gonna get where you're gonna get? Sometimes somebody needs to get on in line in front of you because they gotta go pick up the kids. They gotta go. They're rushing somewhere. You recognize that they're rushing. Let them in. Let somebody cut you. And this one, I like to take time and be alone. Take time and be with yourself. I like to go into the bushes. I like to go into the bushes and take time for myself. I've gotten older and I really like that. I used to like being around people and having people around me. But I realized how important it is for me to take a few hours in a week just to be by myself and to be in my own thoughts and to be in my own feelings, to feel myself out, like to get into myself, to try and figure out where I'm at, like what's going on with me, you know? What are my thoughts? What am I thinking about? What am I feeling like? You know, it's so, when you have so many people around you sometimes, it can influence you. And when you have people in your head talking to you, and sometimes it can make you, it can cloud your thought process. So when you're alone and you're able to take that time for yourself, it brings me a lot of clarity, you know. The next one is to cultivate good manners. Be kind. Please and thank you goes a long way. I always say that two words that can move mountains. I have the one that shall remain nameless. He put that one in my head. You know, two words that can move mountains. Please and thank you. Just saying please and thank you, you know, it can open up doors. It can, like I said, it can move mountains. Just having good manners is so important. But it's a work. It's something that you got to work on. It's a working thing. It's not just a, you know, you got to work on it. You know, saying good day to someone and saying good evening to someone. Really listening to someone when they speak. For me, that's important. And I've had to work on that, you know. It goes back to listen more, talk less. But really listening to people when they speak, you know. That's really good manners. And hearing them. Not just being in your own thoughts and ready to, you know, really listening to people when they speak and listening to what they're saying when you're asking them about their life and their family, you know, really taking the time to listen to them. But cultivate good manners, be humble, be humble. Oh, every day, you know, be humble. I love that, the two H's, humble and humility. Another two big ones. But be humble, because any of us, it could be any of us at any time. Everyone's situation could be any of us at any given moment, at any given time. So you have to be humble. Give thanks for where you are, but be humble. This one here is to realize and accept that life isn't fair. Yeah, that's just what it is. Life isn't fair. Okay? Not everybody has it easy. Not everybody has it hard. Okay? But that's just what life is. It's not fair. And this is something that I think is important to teach children early on in life. And Michelle Obama said it really best. Your children's first bout of unhappiness should be at home. They should learn that, okay, life is not fair. And shit doesn't work out sometimes. You know? And that's okay. You keep on living. You keep on going. You keep on trying. Okay? Woo, this one here is about me all day. Know when to keep your mouth shut. Listen! Okay, this one goes back to listening more and talking less. But knowing when to shut the heavens up. You hear me? You gotta know when. You gotta know when. You understand? Like the people them arguing in that place, the girl is like, yo, you wanna fight? You wanna fight? No, no, no. No, I don't want to fight. You got to know when to be quiet. You can't keep talking. Because guess what? That might wind up happening. Guess what might wind up happening? You might wind up being in a fight. And that's not what you want. But you got to know when to shut your mouth. Can you try and go an entire day without criticizing somebody? It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. I just got to remind us, do you know when to? Can you go an entire day without criticizing anyone about anything? Have you ever challenged yourself? Have you ever tried to see if you can go an entire day without criticizing anyone? Try it and see what happens. Let me know. Try to go an entire day without being critical of anyone. Learn from the past and plan for the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to learn from what happened. And for me, I always say that you don't necessarily have to go through it yourself. But you might have friends and family and cousins and just know someone that went through some craziness. And you don't need to put yourself in that position and go through that. You know, I grew up in a time where, what was it, Mary Butterfuko was a woman that was married and got blown, her head blown off by Amy. I forget her last name. You know, her husband cheated with some young girl and, you know, and the young girl came to kill the wife. Like, you can learn from that. You don't have to go through that. You don't have to go and be a dumb mistress. You know what I mean? Or you don't have to be the dumb wife. You can learn from that. Were there signs? Were there signals? Was there, like, everything doesn't mean that you have to go through it to learn. You know what I mean? You could learn from other people, but really, learn from the past and plan for the future and live in the present, because all we got is today, y'all. Okay, we got today, y'all, and it's such a blessing to have today. So enjoy the day, live in the moment, and really be present in the moment. Know that this is the best life that you're having right now, the best moment. Don't sweat the small stuff. Really, learn how to let that stuff go. Don't dwell on the little things. It's hard. I do this a lot, so I like to remind myself, you know, don't sweat the small stuff, because at the end of it all, it's all small stuff. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water, mind your business, suck in your belly. Keep it simple. Thanks for listening.